Hey everybody, welcome to the show. This is I Think You're Dope. I Think You're Dope with Eric Nam. Yes, today we have a hilarious singer-songwriter. It's Gavin James. Gavin James is, I love his music. And I met him for the first time for this podcast, and I fell in love with him as a person. He's hilarious. He is just great. So, I really hope you guys enjoy this episode. This one's really fun. And we talk about how he got started, where he's from, what he's doing, his tours. He was opening for Sam Smith and Ed Sheeran and crazy people. And now he's doing huge shows of his own. So check out his music. Check out the show. You're going to have a great time. And please be sure to subscribe to us on whatever platform you are listening to this podcast from. And go to Apple Podcasts. And please, I beg of you, I plead of you, leave us a 5-star rating and review. And hopefully you guys enjoy the show. Now, here we are to your scheduled programming. I Think You're Dope with Eric Nam. Begin! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. I'm super excited because I have I'm a fan of this guy. And you guys may not know of him yet, but if you don't, you will very soon. And you will fall in love with his music and I think his personality as well. We just met 10 minutes ago.
10 minutes ago, already best buds.
We're best friends.
Best buds already.
You know, we got tattoos on our ankles.
Yeah. I got your name.
Yeah.
You got my name.
Yep, we're good.
Class.
So let me go ahead and introduce our guest for the day. Singer-songwriter Gavin James.
What's up? What's up, man?
How are you?
I'm grand.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us. Cheers.
We're excited to have you here. I came across your music on Spotify just like randomly.
Cool.
It was probably some playlist. And I was like, who is this guy with a killer voice that I want to steal his voice? And it was you.
That's cool, man.
And so awesome. Then I started diving into music and it was incredible.
Ah, thanks, man. Cheers.
So, I think a lot of people on this side of the world, Asia, are just now starting to really get into your music.
Yeah.
And so you're here in Korea for the first time.
I'm here doing a gig for the first time, yeah. I'm very surprised. I'm as surprised as anybody else. I have no idea what I'm doing here. I'm here for the chicken, the fried chicken and the gigs, I suppose.
Yeah. So your first time in Korea or Asia? Or?
First time in South Korea anyway. I've not been to much place. I've been to only Singapore, I think that's all.
Okay.
So yeah, I love it over here. Everybody's really, really cool and nice and friendly.
Yeah.
Reminds me of Ireland, except I don't speak any Korean.
We can change that.
Yeah, I can learn. I wrote your name in Korean.
You so did. Thank you for that. So Gavin brought me a vinyl. What do you call it? Is it not a disc? It's a vinyl.
Giant vinyl.
It's a vinyl. With his face on it. And
surprise.
He signed it. And he wrote my name in Korean, which was like better than my handwriting.
Genuinely, I was surprised. I think I was built to write
that.
It was good.
I mean, you may be Korean, just in an Irish body.
A little bit. I think so.
It's very possible.
Yeah.
So for those people who do not know you very well, and to be frank, I don't know much about your personal life at all. So we're going to just kind of dive into it.
Class.
And get to know you a little bit better.
Ask me anything.
So our writers and producers here have always given me like a very, very handy cheat sheet.
Cheat sheet's good.
On your life.
That's cool.
So, every once in a while we find out that the information is wrong.
Oh, Wikipedia definitely does that. There's a couple of, one of my friends got onto Wikipedia and he just tore it apart.
What was the biggest lie on that?
There's one lie on it that says I was in a band when I was 9 years old and there was a paranormal activity, which is why the band split.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's,
we went too crazy.
Why did you actually split?
I was never in a band when I was 9.
Oh, yeah.
So, that'd be pretty impressive
so
if I was
straight
in a band.
Up lie.
Yeah, I was just playing in bars when I was 9 years old.
That's fine. But tell me if your birthday is correct. July 5th,
yeah,
1991.
Me. Yeah.
Born in Dublin.
Dublin.
All right.
Yeah.
And you were in a rock band though.
I was in a rock band.
How old were you then?
I was, I say 12. 12. 13, 14. And then I had hair down like there. Literally all the way.
Really?
And I used to have to tie it back for school.
Do you have a picture?
I have to find it. If you Google...
Please. Okay.
I think if you Google Gavin Wigglesworth, because my second name is actually Wigglesworth.
Wow.
I think you might
is
find one.
Is that a common name?
No. I think it's just, I don't know, Harry Potter-esque, isn't it?
It's very Harry Potter-esque.
I like it. And I think it's the only one in Ireland called Wigglesworth is my family, so.
Wow.
I haven't met anybody else called Wigglesworth, to be honest.
Here we go. Gavin Wigglesworth.
I think if you're right, balcony after that because I did some gig but he used to tie it back in school and he used to walk by all the classrooms looking like a goldfish. It was absolutely like hilarious.
Oh man,
Hold on. I can't find it. There's a pic. There is. Wait.
There has to be this, one that's
here it
slightly.
Is. Yeah. It's pretty long. It doesn't show down to like your waist.
This is probably when I was like 17.
Wow.
When I was younger, I had that.
You have like a lion mane kind of
pretty
thing going
badass.
On. But you pull it off.
I pull it off. I think
you
I,
do.
I'll try to do it again. Maybe.
You know. Okay. So you started playing music at a very young age.
Yeah.
How did you start?
I started playing like the tin whistle. So in Ireland, we all go to school and we all have like a tin whistle, mm-hmm. like a recorder kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I started playing like Metallica and like
on a tin stuff. Whistle.
On a tin whistle, so pretty badass. Like I was
that
playing,
is
like,
pretty badass.
The one solo and like some crazy stuff. So I did that, and then my teacher was like, "You probably should get him a guitar."
Ah.
And then I got a guitar, and then I was too small to play the guitar, so I gave up, and then I grew like a million inches in like a summer, and I started playing guitar again. And then, yeah, I love the guitar. I mean, the guitar was the first thing that got me into music.
That's great. My hand never continued growing, so guitars were difficult for me.
Yeah.
So I was just like, you know what? I'm done.
My hands are quite small, to be honest, as well. I mean, it's...
They're bigger than mine.
Definitely bigger than yours, man. Not
yeah,
that
you
one's
got
bigger.
A good, like, 2 centimeters.
Mine are like
hand.
A centimeter too I'm small bigger. To play the piano, I think. I can't do the octave.
Oh, I could do the octave.
I still can't do the octave.
I don't know why I could do the octave, but I can't do the guitar. What's
yeah,
going on?
I suck at piano, to be honest. I'm so bad. I tried to learn it too late.
You know what? I started when I was 4 and then I forgot it
that's,
all.
Oh,
so I can play everything in C.
Oh.
And that's about it.
Handy. Just use transpose. You're fine.
I mean, maybe, yeah. And then for the recorder part, my claim to fame at the school was the Titanic song.
Yeah.
Silly. But if you do music, it's like it's doable.
I should have brought the recorder.
You should have. Damn. Next time we meet up, we're going to have a duet.
Seriously, that'd be amazing. Recording. I'll get a recorder, like a couple of frets up.
We'll do it.
A couple of semitones up and we'll do a harmony. Of.
It'll be our party.
My heart will go on.
It, God, such a great song.
Such a great
Celine Dion, you just really killed
it. The hot dogs do go on. The hot dogs.
The hot dogs do go on. So you started at a young age and you did a rock band. And like, how did your career explode?
I did. In Ireland, we're very lucky because there's a very lovely outlet for doing music. Like I did pub gigs every night for 4 years. And I did about 12 gigs a week.
Wow.
But they're all like 3 hours gigs, like when I was
3 hours.
So crazy long. Just do cover songs and stuff and then throw in one of my own songs every so often. But that taught me how to learn how to sing and to play in front of a crowd and to if somebody's talking or if everybody's really rowdy to get them all
to pay attention.
It's all the little tricks that I learned doing that. So I did that for 4 years. And then I stopped doing it when some L fella came up to me and he was like, oh, I used to be able to do the high falsettos like you. And I was like, how long are you doing? I was like, since I was your age. And he was like in his 70s. And I got kind of scared. And I was like, I'm going to quit.
Wait, why?
I got really scared. Just because.
What made you scared?
Because I didn't want to be. I wanted to kind of do my own music as well. And people started kind of coming in and singing along to my songs. And I was kind of freaking out. This is pretty awesome that they were singing along.
Yeah.
So I thought I had to quit and kind of just dive into the deep end and try go up and down Ireland and play.
Just focus.
Play open mic nights and just kind of do all these gigs and then. Just try to get my own music out there. And that kind of worked. And I was absolutely broke for a long time.
Oh, man.
For like a year and a half. And then
how
another
old
one
you?
On that. I was at 21 when I stopped doing the gigs.
Okay.
So I was 20. About 20. And then I signed my first independent record deal when I was 21. So that kept me afloat. And then I just went around Europe by myself more or less. And just played in front of people and busked. And just... asked everybody I knew. In Ireland it's great because there's bands like Codaline and there's bands that are like Hozier and stuff. You got all these amazing people coming out of Ireland and I just knew Codaline because Ireland's small. So I was like, lads, can you bring me on tour? And they were like, yeah, bring on tour in America.
That's awesome.
Cool. But yeah, I kind of just kept going and going, grinding like we're doing it here in South Korea.
Sheesh.
So, it's a good way to do it, I think.
It's a great way to do it. I mean, it's a struggle. It's a hustle.
Yeah, but then when it happens, it's finally like, whoa.
Yeah.
This is mad.
What was like the... I feel like everybody has that moment when you're that struggling, starving musician and you're on the verge of like a breakdown. You're like, I don't want to do this. Did you ever have that moment?
I did one in... I was doing a gig. It's like Electric Picnic, it's called. It's like the Glastonbury of Ireland, kind of. It's a big, big, massive, huge festival. And I was doing the main stage at 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And usually 5 o'clock is an okay time.
It's a great time, yeah.
In Ireland, people like tend to just get real, like I would too. I used to go to festivals and I used to be like, let's go see the bands at 7 p.m. We'll just get drunk in the site. But I was on tour in Europe and all that, and I was doing these smallish kind of gigs in Europe, and then most of them, I haven't been home in a long time, so I hadn't seen how everything was going at home really.
Right.
So it was my first gig in a year back home in Ireland, and went to do the gig, and I was kind of like, after doing about 20 kind of club shows from yeah. 50 to 200 people maybe. Yeah. Then I got hopped on stage and then the first song was the single we just released and I was an idiot. I shouldn't have done the single first because who does that? But then I sang it and then the 80,000 people just sang it back and I was like, oh no, what do I do after this? But I was bricking it. But no, but that was the moment when I was like, okay, this is cool. I remember doing the gig over there when I was, I did a gig in the same festival like 4 years before that. At 4 o'clock in the morning in front of 10 people.
Oh, wow.
So I was like, this is...
So that was like a big moment for you.
I was big. I was like, the first time I ever was like, oh my God, this is insane. I was freaking out. Like, but yeah, that was a big one. And then after that, it kind of took off from there.
That's cool. I think, you know, on this show, we always talk about like that one pivotal piece of work or song that really changed your life.
Yeah.
What is that song to you?
I'd say of my own.
Of your own.
Nervous, I think, was the one that
Nervous.
Got... Nervous had so much legs.
Mm-hmm.
It just... It did... I did like a live at Whelan's thing. It was just like a total live gig in a club in Dublin and recorded it and released it as an album because I thought it's just the rawest kind of way of releasing stuff. And it tended to work for me because I was playing live for so many years before that. But then Nervous became something from that. And I started seeing people listen to like Malaysia and because you can check on Spotify.
Right,
like,
you can see the statistics.
It's freaking me out. I was like, whoa. And then... A year of that single being out, my mate remixed it, Mark McCabe, and then that became like a number one in loads of different countries in Europe and in Ireland, and it led to selling out an arena in Ireland. And
that's insane.
So one, but on the back of one song that was actually originally just a live recording in
that's so cool,
in Whelan's. So that was it's mad. So getting to do that sort of stuff is crazy, especially when I just sat down. I played that song to my dad. My dad was like, "Why are you saying ooh?" all the time. Literally, because the chorus is like, ooh. It's just insane.
I love that song, but I mean, parents are that way. My parents are my biggest critics. My mom's still like, why do you have a job? I'm like, Mom, please support me.
My mom and dad are the best for that as well. They literally will be like, that's crap. That's the worst song ever. But they're usually very right, to be honest. Like, so it helps.
Parents know best, you know?
They do.
But speaking of parents, what were your parents supportive of you all the time doing music? Or
all the time. Yeah, that's I was amazing. In school. Too supportive. Literally, my dad comes to every gig since I was like that size. Like,
even, that's awesome.
It's pretty cool. But in the best way. I mean, when I was in school, my last years of school, the last 3 years I was in kind of high school, I just wasn't in school. I missed every day. I used to cycle to school. Man. I used to go into town and used to go to the music shop. Even the guys in the music shop was like, are you not meant to be in school? I was like, yeah, but this is more fun. And you have a Gibson over there. I can play that.
Play it for free.
Yeah.
And your parents were cool with that.
They were not cool with that at all. No, they only found out about that when I started doing music full time.
Oh,
and they
were
like, whoa. But all the teachers in my school
were
like.
Did you graduate?
I did.
How did that happen?
No idea. I don't know. It's insane. I don't know how I even got enough points.
Trick the system.
Literally.
You worked it out, though.
Don't do that, though.
Guys, don't do
that. Finish school a little bit.
But you know, some kids are going to be listening like, well, Gavin did it, so I'm going to do it.
But I was just genuinely tunnel vision. I was like, music.
That's it.
That's all I'm going to do forever.
What did your parents do?
My dad's a postman.
Okay.
So he works on Grattan Street. He's more popular than I am in Ireland, to be honest. Everybody knows who he is.
Okay.
He looks like Santa Claus.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's amazing. So he's one of the most popular. He is the most popular postman in Dublin. He works on the main street in Dublin.
Really?
And used to take him 30 minutes, I think, to do the post.
Because now people would just stop him all the time.
Now it takes him 5 hours at least. Because everybody's like, he always goes up to him and he's like, oh, do you know me, son, Gavin James? He's doing a great job now. He's over in South Korea now doing something.
That's awesome, though.
It's pretty bad.
He loves it. That's amazing.
And my mom worked in Arnott's, which is like a big clothes store. And then my brother has like 5 kids. So now she's like...
Your brother has 5 kids?
Yeah, so she's like the stay-at-home grandmother looking after the kids.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of...
Loads of kids.
A lot of nieces and nephews.
Yeah, loads of them. They're all... I hope they all can sing.
It's like a mini James choir.
Yeah, I'm going to bring my niece on tour next year, I think.
Are you really?
She's getting old enough now that she can come on tour.
How old is she?
She's just about to turn 17, I think.
Whoa, wait. How old is your brother?
He's 10 years. No, 10 years older than me. Exactly, okay. I think. Wow. So I was the, like the, oh, surprise. Surprise.
Gavin's here.
And he's a ginger as well. Wow. It's amazing.
How many siblings do you have?
Just my brother and my sister.
Okay.
Yeah.
And your sister is older as well?
Yeah, she's 20 years older.
Wow. So I'm only saying that because like...
she's going to be watching this. She's going to be real mad that I said 20 years. No, she's like 35. I'm 28. She'll definitely watch this.
Hi, sister.
Hey.
So you're 15. No,
yeah. She always gets a... I want to take this part and just send it to her.
Yeah.
Because she at the last festival we did, somebody was like, oh my God, is Gavin your son? So they were like, she hates it.
And you're like, definitely, hey mom.
Oh, hates it.
You just call it, change her name to mom.
Literally, totally.
I mean, second mom.
She killed me though. She's like mama bear. She's like, will genuinely kill me for saying this stuff.
Well, yeah. Did you get along well with your siblings?
Yeah,
out?
My sister and my brother are like my best buds.
That's so awesome.
My sister, like, yeah, she moved to London. So I moved to London about 3 years ago and then I moved back to Dublin a couple of months ago.
Okay.
But yeah, she's like my best buddy since I was a baby.
That's awesome.
My brother, best buddy, and then had all the kids in the world. So I want to see that fella more.
Yeah. So all your nieces and nephews, I guess they're talented.
Yeah,
You're going to take her on tour.
She's going to be helping with the mics and the leads.
So more of the stage. That side.
We're going to try and see. She can play the keys, play the piano. So hopefully we get a voice. That'd be class.
Well, she has a great potential mentor, trainer.
It'd be awesome. Come on tour with us. Yeah. Do the backing vocals.
That'd be super cool.
Also, it's fun. So like, you
know, tour life is fun.
Half pay.
Discounts, family discounts. You gotta give them.
Yeah, you gotta give them. Get some dinner.
The per diem, you know.
Literally, it's fine. Per diems are great. I used to love
them. Awesome.
Class, 20 quid a day.
Because like you don't have to spend it on food.
No, it's like, I'm gonna get a salad.
Right.
For 4 euros.
And then everything else, it's gonna save up for my bills.
Yeah, bills.
Whatever it
is. More salads.
Exactly.
Fried chicken, more fried chicken, to be honest.
Yeah, okay, so we need to get you some fried chicken. You've been talking about this for a while.
I did not know Shimak was actually like...
Right. So in Korean, chimek,
chicken and beer.
Mekju is beer. So chimek literally means chicken and beer.
I've been going to a place called Chimek in Dublin for the last 2 years and I had no idea.
That's hilarious.
But and that's all they sell. They just sell chicken.
Is it
and
run
beer.
By Korean people?
No, Irish lads. Not Irish lads.
What?
Yeah, they're like, what's the story? Do you want like super Irish, but it's awesome. It's so good.
And so it's like Korean fried chicken run by Irish guys.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
They figure it out, kind of. I don't know if it's the same. I don't think I think it'd be like having a Guinness here. It might not be the same.
Well, they're not bad out of cans, Guinnesses.
They're not good either, though.
Fair.
It's the closest you can get it.
Yeah.
I think.
I'm sure it's great.
Come to Ireland. I'll bring you
out. I really want to go.
I'll bring you out for a nice pint of Guinness.
Oh, man. Dude. So I just did a European tour in June.
Cool, man.
And Ireland was one of the places that I wanted to go and we didn't get
you should come. If you're just in London, just fly over.
How long is that flight?
10, that's what I was going to say, 10.
10 minutes.
50-ish minutes.
Oh, that's like nothing.
It's nothing.
That's like you're up and you're down.
You can go from London City Airport and you can leave at 3 o'clock and you'll be in Dublin having a pint of Guinness at 5 o'clock.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's awesome.
So you just recently moved back to Dublin.
Yeah.
Why, what was that process like?
I moved to London to kind of record an album and I've got a spot where I could put a piano in and record everything in the place I was renting in London. And it turned out to be amazing because I just so much people in London to work with.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, amazing talents.
Class. There's some of them are just wizards, especially production-wise. It's just like...
Magic.
So I used to write songs with my friend Ollie Green and he did the whole second album with me.
Oh, okay.
So we produced everything. And so I had a couple of songs I'd written on tour. Then we sat down. He's a beautiful piano player. Whatever way me and him worked together, it was great bouncing back and forth. So we just spent all Christmas and all of January, February, March in my gaff just writing songs.
That's awesome.
And it was great. So that's what I did in London, but I ended up staying there for 2 years anyway because it got into the fun in London. And also, I was not really there anyway. So I was just traveling and touring all the time. And then eventually I was like, I should probably move back to Dublin because I'm never in that apartment.
Save some money.
Yeah, literally. So I moved back to Dublin and then I love Dublin. It's so much fun.
I can't wait to go.
It's so much fun. Man, everybody's so nice. Everybody wants. You'll go out in Dublin. Like me and you went up for pints in Dublin. We'll just meet 25 people and we'll just be just having the best time.
Everybody's the best friend.
No, we're closes. Everywhere's open till like 10 a.m.
That's great. That's kind of like Korea. There's something about Irish people and Korean people that I think would get along very well.
I think so. I think there's a good back and forth. I like it.
I mean, Koreans love to drink.
I know. I've noticed. I've noticed.
Oh, man.
Man.
Have you gone out properly?
I went out last night.
Uh-huh.
And I had about... I think the guy that was serving us was kind of freaked out because I drink a lot. It's not a good thing.
Yeah.
But like me and my friend, Edison, my manager Edison, who you met, is like, because I was dying yesterday all day. And then about 11 o'clock came and obviously I couldn't sleep because I slept until like 8 p.m. last night because I only...
Wait. We should give people some backstory.
So, oh, yeah. We were meant to do this yesterday.
Yeah, we were supposed to do this yesterday, but you got food poisoning.
I had one of them beef circle things. Whatever it is, but it was like, hi, I'm still red everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It killed me.
So there's this thing called yuke, and it's pretty much just beef tartare.
Yeah,
that's what
it is. See, I was like, can you cook it?
Yeah. So I guess if you had never had it before,
yeah,
probably good to take little doses of it.
I was surprised. Everything was surprised in my system.
Yeah, you might have shocked your system just a little bit.
It wasn't great, to be honest.
So
the beer helped, I think, last night.
Yeah,
because it kind of.
We're glad you're alive.
I feel better.
That's good.
Yeah,
because you got to perform this weekend.
I know. I feel so. Like I've lost so much weight as well. But it's, no, but
involuntary diets.
Yes,
I'm all about them. Every once in a while,
I'm gonna do it again before I go home. But, no, I had like loads of beers. The beer over here is lovely as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, Terra. Is it Terra?
Terra, I think that's a new one.
That's a new one. Yeah. It's nice. I like that. And you have is it Tsingtao?
Tsingtao is a Chinese one.
That's a Chinese one.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I've had that at home.
Yeah.
There's lots of nice. I like it here.
Yeah, we got a little bit of everything.
I'm very, very... I love it here. It's class. I've only been here for like 2 days.
Well, you got to come back often. So.
I don't come back every weekend. It's not even that far. It's fine. It's like 10 hours. Easy.
Super easy. So let's talk a little bit about like what inspired you growing up with music?
I mean, when I started off playing, I was more like rock and roll, electric guitar kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So it was Jimmy Page and
uh-huh.
Jimi Hendrix and just everything. I used to lock myself in the room, just play guitar for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours. And I think my dad used to come home every Friday and his friend used to do these mixtapes to give to me. So he'd give me all this mad...
New music.
Like really
new music Friday.
Yeah, literally the old school New Music Friday. Yeah. And he'd give me like Van Halen into Cat Stevens, into like just the weirdest mix of tunes.
Yeah.
And eventually he gave me something with Bob Dylan on it. I was like, what is this?
Yeah.
Oh my God. And then I got every single Bob Dylan album and just kind of put the electric guitar away because I was doing pub gigs and I was like, let's try and write some acoustic
stuff.
Yeah. And then doing the pub gigs anyway, I had to be drawn back to just doing solo acoustic stuff anyway. So that meant the rock and roll kind of side of it left a little bit for a couple of years. So I started doing a bit more sad stuff.
Do you want to go back into that rock and roll thing?
I kind of have a bit in the third. I haven't... The new album is definitely different. That's not released and nobody's heard anything yet. And I haven't even finished it. But
I'm the same way.
I know.
It's supposed to release in November.
It's going to come out in 2058. I don't know. But I kind of want to go back that way a bit. I've started introducing the electric guitar way more in sets.
That's so cool.
I'm excited. Wailing on the guitar. It's great.
I'm so bummed. I can't go to your show.
Oh, no.
I have a event that I have to go to, but I was so bummed.
But if your event finishes early enough and
I will be there.
Well, beers. We'll be here anyway.
I will just fly my way over there.
Yeah. Oh, where are you going? You're going back to Los Angeles, right?
I'm going to LA on Tuesday, but I have some events here over the weekend. God. So really? I'm like super bummed.
I love your spot here, man. It's class.
Thank you. Thank you. So let's see. What else should we talk about? Okay. I have some random facts here.
Class.
Deny, confirm.
Sweet.
You can color them in however you'd like. Your great-grandparents were opera singers.
They were.
And your grandfather was a professional whistler and stand-up comedian.
Yes. Yeah.
Why do you have so much talent in your family? What is going on? What is going on in this bloodline, Wigglesworth?
I don't know.
What's that magic?
I've never heard my great-grandparents sing, though. I need to find... The vinyl. My uncle has a vinyl.
You have one.
They have like an old school. They have the glass vinyls.
That's crazy.
Should have gramophones. So I need to find that and sample it and do something.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Class. That'd be badass. I think.
That'd be so cool.
That'd be cool. So I'm trying to find that. I think my uncle in Australia has it or something.
Okay.
Because we're all over the place. My family's everywhere. They're in Canada and Australia. But I don't know. I think we're very relaxed. My whole family's very chill when it comes to anything.
That's great, though.
If we want to do something, there's no like stress about... No, it's music is a tough game and all. It's like, it's like, oh yeah, just do it. I suppose.
Figure it out.
Try figure it out eventually. Yeah. I mean, if I stress about it, I would not be doing anything with music because I think, I just kind of was always taking it as it comes, take everything with a pinch of salt.
I mean, you've done very well. I mean, you've also toured with Sam Smith, Tori Kelly, a lot of people.
Yeah, we did it with that, and then Ed Sheeran gave us a gig in Dublin.
What was it like opening for these people, being on tour with them? Like
learning how to, because they were bigger gigs than I was used to. So I went to America with Sam Smith and we were doing like arenas, like crazy arenas. And I was there by myself. So
completely by yourself?
Completely solo. So I went there by myself. I kind of traveled around the States, me and my manager. And then my manager would go home and then I'd go back. I'd still continue on. But I did it all solo. And I kind of loved that because it was really scary. It was so scary, man. So I kind of, it was nice to kind of walk on stage and try to do like 40 minutes on acoustic guitar.
But you know what I like? I know we're just meeting for the first time, but you know what I love about your personality is like you seem very fearless, like very go-getter type of person.
God, get it.
Which is very like just that's me as well.
Yeah, man.
And I think some of like my favorite musicians that I find are just very that mentality of like I'm just gonna go kill it however I can.
Yeah, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work.
Yeah,
let's go again.
Like that's amazing. Which leads us to this next thing of you were on Shark Tank.
That's also not true. Oh, it kind of is, though.
Wait, explain this. So,
I got like mixed up in like, I don't know what happened with it. So, I was on Shark Tank, but it was only my song that was played on Shark Tank. Okay. So, then for some reason on Wikipedia, it says Gavin James had like an idea for Shark Tank. And like everybody was Googling, like all my friends at home was like, were you really on Shark Tank?
Oh,
like,
man.
No.
Would you go on Shark Tank?
100%. I have no idea what I'd do, though.
Like, let's come up with a great idea.
I had one last night. Do you ever have just every so often, like, you think of an idea, like the guy who invented the little umbrellas that go on drinks? Genius. Genius. Amazing.
Very unnecessary, but like, it is genius.
Class. Like, he sold a lot of them little umbrellas.
Yeah, people love it.
Class. Oh, I had one. Phones, like iPhones.
What about them?
So, if you could figure out how to turn your phone into a really crap phone for like 5 hours a day.
So you can't use it.
Or you can only use it to text people, email people, and call people.
So you intentionally handicap your phone.
You literally make your phone Nokia 3210 for like 5 hours a day. Just so like, if you're like floating around. Because I scare myself when I look at my screen time. My phone,
It's a lot of screen time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my friend like broke his phone. I think he dropped it in a pool or something like that. Mm. And he didn't have a phone for a month. But he had like a flip phone. He said like he started like realizing that the birds were singing and that there's colors in the trees and like all this stuff. So if we can invent an app that like, but then you have to make it an app then, that's the thing.
Well, it could work,
but then you're like stuck in traffic or like you're stuck outside
and then what do you do? Like you then you're maps. Miserable. Yeah. Oh yeah,
like I would be totally screw it if I was like...
Can you... Like, I think about that every time I'm like in a different country. I'm like, what would I do if I didn't have my phone?
Yeah, you'd be totally screwed.
I would have like a big-ass map.
And then you get robbed because you have a big-ass map.
Right, and everybody's like, this dude's a fool.
Yeah.
And I'm just gonna...
This guy's definitely a terrorist. He's definitely from...
What's he gonna do? He can't even call the police.
Yeah.
Doesn't have a phone.
You have a fanny pack and you have a map. That'd be awesome.
Actually. But I am all about going like, you know, kind of vintage retro every once in a while.
I did it yesterday. We got the... like last night I just got the train.
Yeah.
Just the anywhere. Subway.
You just went.
Just went and I didn't know. I couldn't even get a ticket. Couldn't even figure out how to get a ticket. So some lovely girl like helped me get a ticket. And then I realized I couldn't get any money out of the machine.
Uh-huh.
So because it was all in, I couldn't figure it out.
Right.
And then eventually got a ticket and I just went somewhere. And then I got out of the thing. I was like, there's nothing here. And then I realized how much I need my phone, to be honest. Because I would have.
So there was like nothing that you just.
I would have went straight to Gagnon or something like that.
Did you just like get back on the subway and like went,
oh, I'm at the hotel. And then I went for a beer like locally.
Well, I'm glad you found out how to get back to your hotel because when I asked you earlier, you don't know where you're staying.
No idea. Like, to be honest, it's that way.
Up somewhere.
It's over a bridge.
All right. That's fine.
It has bed in it.
This is also a question. You're clearly, you travel a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You must have crazy mileage, I assume.
I'm so lazy when it comes to that stuff.
No, you have to do it.
All my friends give it out to me about it. I need to get into it.
Dude, like that's like the one thing I'm so glad I kept up with. So,
yeah, I don't know. My friend Ollie, I was talking about before, he does that as well. He gets like crazy miles.
And he gets, do you know why it's important though? Because like, do you ever pay, like for me, my bags are always heavy because I'm on the road for like three, four weeks.
Big, huge bag.
But now it's like I get 3 bags for free. They can be over like 50 pounds or like 23 kilos. And I get like first boarding and like the lounge and I can shower in the airport.
That's one of the greatest things in the world, to be honest. To be able to shower in an airport.
You gotta do it.
You literally walk out of the room. You're like, I am now the freshest person.
I'm the freshest person in this entire airport.
Because I have showered. It's so important. I had one. When we flew into London, I had to.
Yeah.
But yeah, I need to do that.
You gotta do it, man.
I just suck at it. It's like, you know, when you go to a coffee place and you have like a stamp.
The little stamp things?
And like after every 10 coffee, you get free coffee. I always lose it.
But what is like your favorite or anything you do to like stay healthy, take care of yourself?
Yeah.
What are your tricks?
I just walk a lot, to be honest. I mean, I hate the gym. I swim.
Oh, me too.
Swim. I like swimming. I love swimming.
I don't mind swimming.
Love that. And then scooters. I've realized in Europe, scooters are like huge.
They've taken over.
They're
everywhere.
I just can't use my internet over here. So I can't get them.
Oh.
Yeah, I was on my phone for like 10 seconds and I was like, here's 50 euros. I was like, freak me out. But no, that's what we do. I mean, like on tour, I decided to not drink alcohol for 6 months.
For 6 months?
Yes. I was at Christmas. Like, this is my Christmas shirt. I mean, I used to wear double XL, nearly triple XL at Christmas. And then I kind of scared myself because like my voice started like,
started changing,
being weird. And I did like one gig on New Year's last year and my voice was like totally gone. It was the biggest gig ever I could have done as well. It wasn't totally gone, but it was just not there.
That's always stressful.
Oh, right, man. And I never lost my voice before. And then I realized in January, I was like, yeah, you know what? I'm not going to drink and I'm not going to eat any bad things for a while.
Yeah.
And then I kind of just stayed healthy on a healthy bus.
That's kind of how I am right now. Like, I've kind of cut out alcohol, cut out a lot of coffee.
Yeah, coffee's my one that I kind of have to quit out, but it does keep me awake.
I love coffee.
I love coffee so much.
I love beer. I love whiskey. But this year, I'm like, my health is like...
Yeah, it's just the traveling. Yeah, traveling kills
me. So, literally. I was like, I'll have like maybe a beer a week.
Yeah.
That's like my compromise.
Yeah, see, I get too excited. If I have a beer, like any night, I'm
let's
just
go!
Like, after a sip, like a sip, man. I'm just like, yes, let's go crazy. I'm literally like, I come up with the silliest ideas ever when I'm drinking.
What's the worst idea you've had?
Let's go to New York.
Did you go?
I was at the airport and everything. Yeah, me and my friends, we're all in town. I was like, guys, fuck New York. Dude, we're going to New York. Go to New York, bro.
You went?
It's like, no.
Okay, I was like, whoa. Man,
no, we very, very closely went. I did go to Madrid once.
That's cool.
Which
that's
is fine.
Close.
But it was like 2 o'clock in the morning. We got to Madrid at like 5 a.m. We couldn't go anywhere.
Like, what are we going to do?
So silly. We're just drinking on the plane. They were like, you've had enough. It's 5
a.m. So we cannot serve you anymore.
Yeah.
You are clearly intoxicated.
Oh, it's terrible. But the problem with me is like, I can get really like drunk and drink a lot. And I won't seem very drunk. I'll just be more huggy.
And then, very
and then eventually,
caring.
Eventually, I just tip over.
Just crash.
Yeah, because I have a big head. So, like, if the second I can, my balance goes, just like, bam. And I'm done for the night.
Oh, man.
But I need, looking after yourself is very important. Especially if you travel as much as you do and as much as I do.
Very, very important.
Gotta be done.
My friends and I did the dumbest things in college when we were drinking.
You're meant to.
That's what college is for.
It's important.
Right? We did this thing called, like, I think it was like the stupid Olympics.
Class.
Part of this, we were sober.
Yeah.
Like, that's like the weirdest part. Like, we would do things where run to the cafeteria, chug like a pint of milk, carry two back with you and sprint. And as you run back, you have to drink two more. And like...
Milk.
Just like the worst things.
Why milk?
I don't know. That's like, just... what do you think? But like, you're 18.
Yeah, true.
You're an idiot.
You're invincible when you're 18.
Yeah, and you think you're cool and you want to like show off and everybody's then puking milk.
Yeah.
It's like, brilliant. Why are you laughing at us?
Voice broken.
Look, I just got out of a recording session. So, in my defense. But, yeah. So, speaking of great games.
Yeah.
My producer said, I absolutely must ask you about the wonderful, I quote, the wonderful and exhilarating world of Gaelic football, which is completely different from... soccer/football as we know it. So, what is this?
It is a game. It's very, very, very famous in Ireland. So, Gaelic football, hurling. Hurling is one that I did in school. So, hurling
is
one.
What is hurling? That just sounds like throwing.
It's terrifying. It's terrifying. Oh, it's so terrifying. I did it in school and then I did it from September, October, November. And then I got to December and it's cold in Ireland in December. And it's rainy and they pretty much... There's a ball.
Okay.
And it's called a slitter.
A slitter.
Slitter.
Okay.
And it's pretty much, to my knowledge, it probably isn't. It's just concrete. And it just has like a lovely, lovely little kind of like leather over it.
Okay.
To me, it's as hard as concrete. It's so, so painful. And you wear like a helmet.
Uh-huh.
And you have a wooden, like a big wooden stick called a hurl.
Okay.
So the hurl is, you pretty much just beat the shit out of everybody with it. And then you eventually you get hit in the knee with a slitter.
Ow.
At 90 miles an hour. And ow. It's December. And then you're like, I don't like this right now. And then I go home and play guitar.
So what is the purpose of the game, though?
It is an amazing game to watch. It's the fastest... I think it's the fastest field sport in the world.
Are you throwing the ball? Are you...
Like, you have to... You can bounce it.
Uh-huh.
You can't really bounce it. I don't know. I mean, I was terrible at it, to be honest. So, like, you can... You kind of have to throw it up and you have to hit it.
With
and then
stick.
You pass it with the stick and then you can catch it and you throw it in the stick again and you have to hit it over... Like rugby, you have to hit it over the posts or hit it into
the
goal.
So this is like... What Quidditch is derived from, pretty
it's
much.
Terrifying. Actually, pretty close, yeah. It's terrifying.
But with a cement ball.
Yeah, it's pretty intense.
That's terrifying.
It was painful.
And the kids are like, sign me up, Mom. I want
to
do this.
Like, my friend was, like, amazing at it. My friend Craig, he used to do gigs with me in town. And every so often, he'd be like, I can't do the gig. He's like, why not? I broke my hand.
Oh.
I was just like, whoa, what did stop playing hurling? You need your hand to do other things.
Right.
Like, it's mad. Like, to be honest, I don't know much about sports in general because I'm terrible at sports.
Yeah, me too.
Ah, oh, shocking.
I'm like right there with you.
I went on holidays I bump into sports people like every so often and then my brother will be there or something. He'd be like, oh my God.
Right.
Oh my God. And I'd be like, why are your hands so big? He's like, because you're the goalkeeper for Ireland. Okay. That's
okay.
All right.
You're a big deal.
I don't know anything. Yeah. So I went on holidays with a guy called Shay Given. He's like, Irish footballer, and he's really—he's a lovely guy.
Uh-huh.
But the whole time, my friends were like, "Oh my God, Jake with him!"
And you're
oh
like,
my God, and
know.
I was like, yeah, "Big hands."
All you need to know, big hands.
Just making fun of him the whole time. He's like, "Why is the pint so small?" I was like, "Oh wait, you just have big hands." But
I'm the same way. I was on a flight the other day with a bunch of athletes, and I had no idea who they were.
I have no idea.
And everybody's taking selfies with them.
Yeah.
And I was like, I got no clue. I'm sorry.
No, I wish. Yeah. There's certain actors I'll freak out. If I ever meet anybody, like if I, like DiCaprio, if I seen him, I'd have to run the other way because I'd be like, no.
I love just, you'd have panic attacks.
Yes, movies. Movies get me.
What's your favorite movie?
Ever, I think. Recently it's Joker. Joker's like,
I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's
incredible. I was going to try to go see it again, but I don't think it's out over here until.
It is. You want to go?
Dude, I'm so down. Would it be in Korean?
No, they have like the...
Subtitles?
Yeah, the subtitles.
It's amazing.
I really want to see it.
It's outrageously good.
Oh, man. Like, so I was nervous because I saw a tweet and it literally said, Joker equals miserable. I was like, what?
It's definitely not any other Joker film or any other Batman film ever.
That's
made.
Fine.
So it's incredible. Like, Joaquin Phoenix is just like...
He's such a classy actor.
Amazing. It's just so... It's mad. It's amazing. Like, I loved it. It was one of my favorite movies ever.
I'm glad to hear that. Now I can get really amped about seeing it.
People are on both sides. I think people, like, if you expect to go see a DC Comics kind of superhero movie, it's not really that.
Yeah.
But it's I think it's one of the best movies.
But I think it's okay not being a DC comic movie.
Yeah, I think it's fine.
Like, if you're like, it's a bad Marvel, then I'm like,
oh, then it's, yeah.
But if it's, DC doesn't have, I'm sorry, a lot to live up to.
Yeah, it has some, like, crazy... Unbelievable ones like The Dark Knight and then that were just a bit
just not there.
Yeah.
You know, we can be honest.
Like if you have one Dark Knight of like I mean you can have some album fillers every so often, you know?
Yeah, but they have a lot of album fillers. That's the problem.
Oh, but it's so good, man. It's like
absolutely okay.
It's terrifying.
I'm excited to see it now. Thank you for that. Little tidbit.
Tidbit.
So I guess like to talk about something a little bit more serious. You know, here we also have that you're very, on my incredible set of notes here, you're very involved with some charitable causes and like things that you're very involved. Tell me about that. What are you very passionate about?
I work with the Down Syndrome Center in Ireland. So
amazing.
My nephew is 7 now. He has Down Syndrome. So
okay.
That kind of brought me into the world of that.
Mm.
So all I can ever do, all anybody can really ever do in my position or in your position or anything is do a gig. Or do something to raise money or do anything. So every time I can, I try to do that.
Okay.
As much as I can. And
that's
just
amazing.
See the kids because they're all unbelievably
they are.
Awesome. I did they some are. Radio station before and they're all from my mate Andy works with, Andy Keaton, he works with some of the lads.
Okay.
They're Inspire is their group. But they're all like my age and your age but they're doing radio and it's just hilarious. And they're the most loving. Like I walked in, it was like one of the lads was like, don't even like him. Don't even like his music. And then I played like one song and it's like, oh, you're class. You're dead. And like just loving it. Like, and then just they'd come back in and they'd shake hands like, oh, I didn't wash my hands. I was joking. Yeah. And like, it's just amazing, amazing people. And I just, to make sure that they have the best possibilities for them when they get out of school. Because my nephew's 7 and he's in main school now. So he goes to like,
okay,
to school that everybody else goes to, which is amazing, which is
it's great.
They all just strive to do. So I think I can never do anything else other than do a gig or raise some money or do something like that or just make a day. I don't know. Go and say hi.
That's great though. Yeah. It's important. I mean, I just got back from Uganda doing like a charity thing there.
Awesome.
So I spent about 5 days shooting like a documentary.
Oh, amazing.
Like kind of, it'll be on TV to get people to donate to like
that's good.
Charitable causes. So it's always great to meet other entertainers or celebrities who are like all about it.
You have to, if you have any sort of a platform, anything it's at great. All, you can make even little things, you can make somebody's day by not doing anything.
But here's the thing, like the thing is, it's easy to think that way, but not a lot of people act on it.
Yeah.
That's so, like, that's where it's different.
It's very like, that's why you always have to make time for, not even like, you can't really have any downtime when it comes to, like if I'm at home, my friend Deco's really good for it. He'll always say, or somebody will be in hospital, or you go in, literally walk in. How are you?
Yeah.
How are you? How's things? What's the story? Do you want a thong? Here's the thong. It's just, it's so much easier to do it than to not.
Absolutely. I completely agree. So your music, I guess like in Korea, a big part of like the way it kind of blew up here.
It's massive, isn't it?
Is Jimin really putting on for you? And he even said you're one of his biggest influences musically.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
What was that like? Was it kind of just overnight he kind of put it on a playlist, or like, do you know how exactly that came about?
It was on some online thing where people were watching him listening to music. He played Nervous and he sang along to it a bit. I think like a couple of million, I don't know how many million people were watching it. But when he did that, I just noticed, I think I was in bed because of the time difference, and my phone just went absolutely mad. Like, it was just like so many. I was like, why? What's going on? And then I looked into it, and then he played Nervous, and then he, which is very nice.
Yeah.
It's really cool that you can, like, it's for somebody that's has such a big, huge platform like him in such a huge band to actually say something like that about a song that's called Nervous. It's very, very cool. Very nice.
Have you ever connected with him?
I think so. I'm not sure. On Twitter. On Twitter, I said, thanks very much. And then I was like, this is crazy how many people have been asking for this. So I did a song and then he said, thank you very much.
Okay.
I can't. Yeah, because I had to I think I translated it. I have a bottle of whiskey for him, actually.
Oh, yeah?
I have a bottle of Jameson.
You brought it for him?
I have his name on it. It says Jiminson.
Jiminson. Perfect.
So I'll try. I'll leave that somewhere here for him.
All right, you can.
In the world.
Yeah. Well, we'll get it to him.
Yeah.
Seems
like a lovely fella.
He's super, super nice, super talented. I mean, all those kids are. All those guys are.
Yeah, they have a good message as well. They kind of seem like they...
Yeah, all their songs and their messages and... I guess, like, for me, it's being able to know them. Like, they're just still normal people.
Normal, cool people.
Which is great.
Yeah.
So.
It's very important.
Very, very important.
Keep that.
All right. So, we have a few games
class.
For you. And, Diane, why are you laughing? Our producer's laughing because they're very, very stupid games.
I'm down.
I have to go ahead and preface this. It's like, I did not make these games. Production and writing team made these games
awesome.
For you.
Down.
Oh my god, I'm like kind of, I'm nervous about reading this out loud. No, it's fine. It's all right, this is gonna be great.
Having a great time.
So, the first game is called Harry or This. All right. So to preface it, Gavin, you're followed by Harry Styles on Twitter.
Yes.
And that is enough to make people very, very happy.
Yeah.
Right? For some people, it's like a huge deal. So, we're going to play a game where we figure out if Harry makes you happy or this other thing makes you more happy.
Yeah.
So.
Depends what the other thing is.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So, this is just a way to get to know you just a little bit better. Right? All right. So, first of all, do you know Harry Styles personally?
I met him a couple times.
Okay.
He was very nice to my parents.
Oh, okay.
He was lovely. He was my mom and dad came over to Capitol Records in the States, in Los Angeles. And I did a little gig in Capitol Records and he was there. And my mom was like, your mom must be so proud of you, Harry. So proud of you. And he was like, you guys should be so proud of him. He's doing so he's very nice. And then I hung out with him upstairs for a bit. He's a very nice man. Lovely guy.
That's cool. That's great. Cool. All right. So, I feel so stupid. Here we go. Harry Styles or peanut butter?
Harry Styles.
Harry Styles? Not peanut a big butter. Fan of peanut butter?
Never really had it that many times. Don't what? Know if it's any good. Don't know.
Well, okay. What do people eat in Ireland in terms of like a spread or?
Like chocolate.
Like Nutella?
Like Nutella.
Okay.
Nutella and jam.
People don't do like Vegemite or Marmite.
Marmite is like not, I think it's, yeah, no.
Good, because I am against it.
Yeah, some people, it's
not
thing.
Cool with it. People are like, you haven't had it right. It's like, I don't care.
Hate it or love it.
It's not good.
If it's not good, right out of the thing.
It's fine.
Take it.
All right, so Harry or finding a pound in your pocket?
A pound in my pocket.
You know, pounds are great.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah.
You can buy a can of Coke.
Do a lot of things.
You can roll it.
You could. You can spin it.
Spin it.
Heads or tails?
Yeah, throw it at somebody.
Attack somebody.
Yeah, you could. Yeah. Play knuckles.
Absolutely. Harry or napping?
Oh, napping is one of my favorite things.
Are you a big nap guy?
Yeah. Unless it's for like, another nap where you're like, I'm going to wake up in 45 minutes.
Doesn't happen.
And then 12 hours goes by and you feel like the world has ended and you're a zombie. Yeah.
You're like, I had so much to do.
There's like literally so many things. And then you've ruined the rest of your day.
You can't even go back to bed at that point.
Exactly. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. You're just like, let's watch all of Netflix.
What's your latest Netflix?
I started watching the last series of the guys wearing Peaky Blinders.
Oh.
You should check it out. It's awesome.
I've watched like part of the first season.
It's slow and then it gets.
Yeah. That's why I stopped. But like.
It's good. I just love it. I think he's amazing.
It's in season 5 or something right now. It's
season 5, I think. Yeah.
So season 4 or 5. I was like, if it's at season 5, it must be really good as it goes on.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking about giving it another shot.
Yeah. I watched a lot of South Park as well.
South Park,
the recent season is just for planes and stuff because it's just so short and funny. They have an Amazon.
Just mindless. Just
they have an Alexa one. It's just hilarious.
There
so
you go.
It's so funny.
Harry or your song Always?
Song Always, yeah. That probably.
Tell me about the song Always. Like what? How did that song come about?
I'm terrible at the piano. So it helped me write that song much better because on guitar I was kind of, it's the Wonderwall chords. And I didn't notice that for months.
You just did it.
Yeah, but it's like obviously half time. But anyway, I was kind of trying to write a song, which I tried to do with Nervous. I was trying to write a song that was the same chords for 4 minutes, but trying to make the verse and then the pre-chorus more interesting, the verse and the chorus more interesting than the pre-chorus. So it builds and builds. I was trying to write a song like that, and I kind of was hoping I'd nail it with that one.
I think you did.
It's my favorite one to do, to be honest. And it's in French. I have a French version now as well.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I can't speak French though. Terrible.
I can't either. So
I could be singing.
I could do like croissant.
Croissant.
Bonjour.
My monitor engineer that's with me on the road. He's French, and everything I say in French, he's like, no. Wrong. Even croissant is like, no, it's croissant.
Croissant.
I have no idea how to say anything. I can say j'adore le pamplemousse.
What does that mean?
I love grapefruits. I can say
important.
That. So important.
Very important.
In everyday life.
Yeah. Yes. You got to say it all the time.
Grapefruit shop.
All right. So, Harry or being reminded of the constant love that surrounds your daily life?
They're both the same thing.
Harry Styles is the constant love. That's
constant.
Right.
He's always sharing,
just sharing
love.
That love.
You know, even he's just
in his Gucci.
He's just a breath of fresh love.
There you go. Well, thank you for being such a good sport on that amazing game. I hope it changed your life.
I did, man.
And with that, we're actually going to start wrapping it up.
Class.
First of all, thank you so much for making time.
Thanks
to
for
be
having
on the
us,
show.
Man. Thank you.
It's been a pleasure getting to know you.
Nah, same here, man.
Anything that's like coming up? Anything you want to plug or talk about or say to your fans who are listening?
I've got a gig over here, somewhere over there in the MUV Hall. That's what I have over here. And I want to come back here.
You got to.
I mean, it's not even far from Ireland.
Like, not even.
It's fine.
Just close your eyes briefly and you're here.
Literally, 4-3 Harry Potters.
That's it.
4 maybe. Possibly.
3.5 Lord of the Rings. 4.
Yeah. Yeah. You know. Literally. But yeah, no, I can't wait to come back over here a bit more. I'm getting more songs as well. So.
When's your next album dropping?
I'm actually recording tomorrow.
Here.
So I'm going to record in a studio called the Black Piano Studio. I don't know.
Okay.
But I'm going to record there, and then I have a new song that I was working on last week before I came here. So I'm going to try to record that. And then try to get that done.
Awesome.
And then album wise, I have no idea.
Well, I'm going to be looking for it. I'm sure everybody's going to be looking for it.
That's definitely different. So, I'm excited to release
it. I cannot wait. Where can people find you online?
Gavin James, Google.
There you go.
First ginger guy to pop up. That's me.
Super easy. Yeah. Okay, so on the show, we like to ask our guests to kind of improvise an outro.
Class.
So whatever you want to do as like a mini jingle for us to head on out.
All right. Me and Eric having a chat. See you next time. How about that? Da, 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 da. See you later. Goodbye.
I lost my hat. Thank you.